Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
I am the wonderful Jeff.
You are wonderful.
Thanks, buddy.
You're pretty.
Thank you.
Making it real
this
weird.
This is how we should start off every week, by telling me that I'm pretty.
You're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Wow, I'm moved. Am I watching Paddington Bear right now? I feel like I'm going to cry. We'll get to that.
Yeah. Joining us this week is, her Twitter bio says she's a nerdette, a baker, a master of the internet, and also, what it doesn't mention, she has more blackmail on me than any other person on the planet, Dominique.
Hi.
How terrified are you?
Super terrified. Pee my pants terrified.
All right, well, I don't own these chairs, so that's good. So Jeff, talk about, said you were going to talk about Paddington Bear.
Yeah, all right, well, let's get into it. Let's get right into it.
Because I just want to go through the
emotion. You're going off plan right away.
Hey, it's called Nearly Coherent, not logistically sound.
That's true. Yeah. You're on the tracks right now, Dominique. The train is a-coming.
Okay.
Be ready.
I'm ready. I'm strapped
right,
in.
So, Paddington the movie. It's actually not even called Paddington Bear. I just know, you know, we're old buddies, so I know that he's Paddington Bear. So, I put the movie on for the kids last night.
He just used really big hand quotes for kids, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
Everything I do is for the kids. So I put the movie on last night so that I could get some work done. My wife was actually making dinner. So we needed a little bit of a distraction, so we called the babysitter and ended up sitting and watching Paddington with them. And for some reason, when Paddington and his family... Oh, spoiler alert, by the way. Paddington and his... finally comes to terms with his family, and the father fully accepts him after just an absolute raucous scene at the new... the English or British Museum of Natural History. I was like borderline tears at fucking Paddington Bear. So that's
and
why.
You're a 33-year-old grown man with a mortgage?
I am an adult. I am a full-blown adult.
I would be so screwed watching this movie then.
Yeah, you'd.
I'd be crying.
Reduced to tears.
Moment starts to the end of it.
And I don't know why it does that. Like, I don't know why this, like, dumb shit like this gets to me, but, like, family movies and stuff like that, I like happy endings. So
Don't we all, though?
It's true. That's
why I know you do, Ed.
Yeah, it's a great time.
Happy endings.
Hi, Mom.
But those, he's just kidding.
Yeah.
We're going to stick with that.
Kidding.
He's kidding.
Air quotes. But, yeah, these family movies and stuff like this always get me.
That's because you're a family man.
I guess, yeah, but some of this shit is just so outrageous, you know. Like, my family would never consider adopting a bear. We're not even getting a dog, let alone a talking bear, you know.
So I have a question for you. Did you see Inside Out with your kids?
Oh, yeah.
How did you feel about that?
Tough. I toughed it out through that one.
I was not moved at all.
Yeah, I was moved.
All right, so we've got a great automaton here in Dominique. Pretty good. Good robot. Did anybody say hi to Dave yet? Hi, Dave. He's got a microphone, still refuses to talk. God bless him.
Amazing. And just as much as he does every week.
Just wait till you guys start beating on him.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing right now.
Just hopefully it's a happy ending.
There you go.
We'll see. We'll see how it shakes out.
I will go there.
All right. So that was a good thing about Paddington Bear.
Yeah.
Way better than the review of Batman v Superman, which was Dave screaming.
I've heard such mixed things, man.
You haven't fully heard that it's terrible?
I've heard that it's ranged from awesome to absolute garbage.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and say that your friends that said it was awesome are not intelligent.
It's not friends. It's I've heard it on, you know,
on www.imlyingaboutmovies.com.
Did you see it?
No. You know I have a very strong stance against seeing this movie.
I know, but I'm hoping that you break. I want to know.
I
want to know.
My boyfriend tried to get me to watch Man of Steel to prepare me for it, and I lasted 15 minutes before I was like, this is terrible.
Actually, one of the guys...
That's usually things girls say to me.
Yeah, except that it's not 15 minutes later.
Oh, I heard seconds. Sorry.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, a little more accurate.
Yeah.
No, one of the... there's a show called The Bonfire on Comedy Central Radio that I'm a big fan of. And one of the guys on there said that Man of Steel was, you know, basically unwatchable.
Yes.
But that he really liked that he really liked this. There was a lot to like about it. He says it wasn't perfect, but that there was a lot to like about this. So, I don't know. I have not seen it. I don't know if I'll see it in theaters. I'm leaning towards I won't. But I am interested to find out how horrible it actually is.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. So I guess we should talk to Dominique since, like, she's here.
Meh.
Meh.
Let's ignore her. Let's do exactly what I do every time.
You're supposed to have a list of topics that relate to me, so.
That's all I'm hearing from
you. We're flirting with preparation, just so you know.
Yeah.
I
got to tell you, it's going as well as my usual flirting goes, so that's pretty great. Yeah. Swing and a miss. Social media, Dominique, that's your thing.
I mean, it's one of my things, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great intro.
So, suck it.
You're really doing me justice. Thanks, friends.
Yeah. Hey, no problem,
asshole.
I'm
not throwing out a handle for her. What's her handle?
Adaronia. A-D-U-R.
That's why I didn't throw it out. Who the hell's going to know how to spell that?
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous. But no variation of my name is available now, which really sucks.
Okay.
But it's...
How do you say it?
It's A-D-U-R-O-N-I-A.
Yeah. Which is pronounced...
Adaronia.
Which means...
Nothing.
Literally?
Great choice.
No, actually, it's not true. I don't normally tell the story in public, but this is really public, so I'll tell it.
Yes!
Ader, the first part
breaking
of it...
Breaking news.
It's not scandalous. The first part of it, A-D-U-R, is a Basque word that means the force that unites all things. And I was feeling like very spiritual at that point in my life when I was choosing this name. Mm-hmm. So I just added like a feminine ending.
Holy shit. My Twitter handle is Jeff is money.
What's great is your Twitter handle is JR is money. You're not even getting it right.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I don't know much about the Twitter, Dominique.
I know. I looked at yours.
Yeah. It's a rough one. It's a rough situation.
I can give you some training.
I would love it.
Okay.
I would love it.
I did give Jeff some tips about Twitter.
Okay, cool.
The first one being that if he says cock meat sandwich 1,000 times, Danny DeVito will not only follow him but also give him a foot job. Is that true?
Oh, God. I don't know. That's like your Twitter.
The answer is yes, it's true.
In fact, it is true.
There's a lot of, like, your side of Twitter that I don't really know anything about.
My side of... What am I, like, on the bad side of the tracks?
I mean, I do it professionally, so...
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm the entire reason she joined Twitter, by the way.
That actually is true.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's actually
both
true.
Of you.
He doesn't tell people about me so much.
But I tweet a lot more than you do these days.
Yeah, but I
and
also...
how many followers do you have?
728.
Okay. Are you shitting me?
Yeah, I have a little over 600.
What the fuck? I have,
I have four.
Do you really?
Four real ones.
So that means
the rest of them are eggs.
I'm third place in this one.
I mean, you can 17. Buy like 1,000 for $5.
So. I don't want to do that.
Okay, but you could. I'm just
saying
it's an
cheap.
Option.
I'm a Twitter whore.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to buy friends. I feel like I'm past that stage.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not. I said I feel like I'm past that stage.
I lost track of what the hell we were talking about.
Social media and
shut up, Dave. Nobody's asking you.
You gave me a mic.
Oh, God damn
deal
it.
Deal with it.
Cough button, this guy.
Don't have one.
He's damn the only it. One of us that doesn't have a cough button. Yeah. It makes me sad. So talk about what is it that you do with the social medias besides tweets, your Facebooks, and MySpace, your Orkuts?
I help clients with social media strategy, and sometimes I directly take over their accounts and run them for them on an ongoing basis and help them come up with good content. That's it, really.
Well, Jeff seems... confused.
What does that mean?
No.
Honestly, I think he was just playing buzzword bingo and just like, oh,
I totally.
You just said synergy.
I actually totally understanded all of that. That's not a word.
You understand it?
I definitely understood all of that. It's pretty impressive. I don't think I have the dedication to do something like that.
What do you mean?
I feel like that's a lot of work.
It's definitely way, I work way less hours than sitting in an office for 40 hours a week.
Oh, that actually sounds
awesome.
I'm
a lot poorer than most people who sit in an office for 40 hours a week.
Ah, see? So, there's a trade-off.
There is a trade-off. But, I mean, if I worked more of the hours, the dollars might also come.
Okay. So it is basically like every other job.
Except. But it's more fun. I mean, my commute is half a block. I go up to the coffee shop at the end of my block to do my work for the day.
Is there a reason why you go there instead of just working at home?
Because she lives in Brooklyn. She lives the most hipster life of all.
Oh my God, that is not true at all.
I go up to my coffee shop and have my sourced brand.
Emma, you invite me on your podcast and then you don't even let me talk?
Yeah, that's kind of what I do.
Wow,
I live in
Dave.
I live in a one bedroom apartment in Brooklyn, so my desk is in my bedroom.
Gotcha.
And it's just not particularly easy to focus, okay. And it's kind of lonely.
That's
and,
fair.
Yeah.
That definitely makes sense. Get a little inspiration.
Social interaction. Yeah.
I've actually a bunch of people have said I work from home from time to time. It's pretty rare, but. My next door neighbor works from home, and aside from the fact that he says bro way too much, he says it a lot, but he's even said, he's like, sometimes you have to get out of the house just to get a little bit of that normalcy, you know, get a little bit of that routine going, because he's, you know, if I sit home all day, I'm not really thinking about doing work. I feel like I'm sitting home.
Yep.
Right. So. I mean, you have to be sure. It's difficult to not get distracted by chores or something that you have to do. You have to be sure to, like, get out of your pajamas and take a shower and put on real people clothes. And that feels annoying when you're just going to, like, sit at your kitchen table. And
honestly, it sounds annoying if I'm going out in public, too.
Sounds fucking horrible.
Put on pants? No.
When I was trying to stay home, my boyfriend would get home at, like, 7 or 8 o'clock. And I would just, like, I would be like... How are you? How was your day? What did you have for lunch? What did you talk about with your coworkers? What did you do? Tell me all about it. And it was just too much. I couldn't do it anymore.
So yeah, that little bit of save your sanity at the coffee shop.
Yeah.
Now you work from home as well.
I do.
What about you? Do you find that you have the same issues?
Well, see, here's the thing. I hate people. So really, social interaction isn't exactly something I long for.
Okay.
So just sitting at home, hanging out with a dog is A-okay by me.
Although, oddly enough, every time I talk to you, you're either out at like a store or just waking up from a nap. Except for the one time that I spoke to you that you were doing work.
Yeah. But usually when I'm at a store, I'm still working. I'm picking something up for one of my amazing, wonderful full clients. And I'm just kidding, any clients that are listening to this.
There's a cough button if you have to cough in the future.
It literally says cough.
Folks, just
it's a
so
shame
you
that
know,
there's no go fuck yourself Jeff button. That would be really handy right now.
Well, you know
now.
What? I should explain to all the amateurs in the business out there. A cough
button.
That
wasn't condescending at all.
A cough button.
To be
is
fair,
a button.
Three of us are here. So
Right. But a cough button is a button that you press when you have to cough, and it turns off your microphone. Just so you know.
And how
thanks long, to our producer, Dave, for teaching me about that.
Yes.
Much appreciated.
The
like
only legitimate.
Just now.
Just now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I've heard like about it before. Didn't know that it existed. It's kind of like the Loch Ness Monster. The cough button.
We're in a new studio, Dominique. Usually we're in the studio with two mics. That way I can't talk.
Right.
Yeah.
Ratings go down when I talk.
They gave you some power this time.
Yeah, but they don't know is I can edit them to say the most nice things about me. I just choose not to.
Yeah, it's so much effort.
I hold all the power.
That's giving of you.
It's really nice of you. Thank you for not just making me say the dick 25 times. I shouldn't have said that
I
on
mean,
mic.
I mean, isn't
that'd
Dave
be horrible? Now he's got it.
Yeah, he's got it
forever.
Sound bites.
Isn't Dave responsible for securing this space for you?
Yes.
Then maybe you should be nice to him.
Dave is the fucking only reason that we're here, basically.
Yeah.
Although, Dave, in fairness, I have said nice things about you on this podcast, no?
No.
I didn't say Ed. I said Dave. Give me a fucking yes or no. Shake your head if you don't want to talk.
If I shook my head, you wouldn't see me.
I'm looking underneath the monitors, and I can see your chin. I'll be able to tell.
No, what you have done is you have backtracked mean things and said a nice thing to make up for the mean thing you just said.
Is that
true?
That's
usually what happens. Yeah, you're a dipshit, but he's a really okay guy.
Yeah. At least
it's
when
like
I'm
most backhanded.
At least when I'm a sack of shit to Dave, I stand by it even though he knows that I don't actually mean it. You sit there, you say it, and then you walk it back, and that's confusing to him.
Yeah, it is.
He doesn't know how to feel about it.
I guess that I could see how that would be confusing. See, I was actually trying to be nice. Thank God I don't have to do that anymore, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, Dave.
There you go.
And the pattern repeats itself.
The now aggression and hostility is swirling in the air right now.
I'm just trying to throw Dave off, basically.
That you're confusing that with our love. It's weird.
Clearly.
Yeah.
That must be it.
Yeah, Jeff's going to big spoon me in about 5 minutes.
Oh, I was going to say, whose love are you talking about? You and Dave, you and me, you and her.
Oh, no, it's going to be a real...
Me and Dave, the real love.
Wow. All right. I'll remember that.
Sorry, I forgot. I'm supposed to be attacking Dave, not you.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Welcome to the last episode of the Nearly Coherent Podcast with Jeff on it.
That's why you guys are being introduced to me.
Wow.
Wow. I'm interviewing my replacement right now.
So quick to jump in your grave.
Look at that. Unbelievable. Didn't even know how to use the cough button a minute ago. Now it's talking big shit.
Yeah, she does that. She just jumps right in.
I'm pretty famous for it.
Yeah, just either jumping to anger or just taking other people's stuff.
Speaking of
my food, your job.
I know, right? It wasn't bad enough she ate half of your cheesy bread now.
Half one piece out of six. I ate one piece of cheesy bread, and so did you.
But fair enough, he only ate one piece as well.
And then packed the rest up to go. Wait, right. No, then there was an extra piece missing. There were six pieces.
Oh, did you eat two pieces?
Yes.
That doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Talking about this cheese bread makes a terrible radio. What we were talking about, though, what we were talking about before on the way over here, because you brought up going quickly to anger, how Dominique goes quickly to anger. And we were talking about...
You'd think I was trying to go for a smooth transition into one of the planned topics. Oh, who's the asshole now, bitches? Still me.
Yeah, it's kind of all of us, really. Anyway, to get back on some sort of a track... So you're talking about going from 0 to 60 real quick, and you have a habit. Is it habit a good term for it? A habit of fighting with people in the street?
Okay, so I live in Brooklyn, and there are a lot of cat callers, and I don't stand for it. And people who don't want to risk getting shot keep their mouths shut. But I can't seem to bring myself to do that. So I always end up, like, getting into fights with street harassers, which sucks. And the other day, I got into a fight with an old lady.
Nice.
Was she catcalling you?
Yeah. She was not, indeed, catcalling. I was standing
Not all old ladies.
I was standing on the street, and I stepped out into the curb, which is very common. And then there was a car coming in the turning lane, so they beeped, and I got out of the curb. And she kept saying, she said to me, "You need to not stand in the street." And she said it again, and I turned back and I looked at her and I acknowledged her, but I didn't say anything. And then I turned back around, and that was supposed to be her opportunity to fall back. She chose not to do that. And she kept saying to me, "You need to not stand in the street. You need to stay out. You need to stay on the sidewalk." And I turned around to her and I just said very calmly, I said, "Why are you admonishing a grown woman? I'm an adult. Why would you say anything to me?" She didn't say it. We kept repeating these same terms back at each other. And then she said, "I don't want anything to do with you." And I said, "Then you should have kept your fucking mouth shut in the first place."
Wow.
But I mean, am I wrong? Am I wrong?
And then she killed her.
I happen to agree. I mean, she should have.
I mean, yes.
Yeah, she should have shut her goddamn mouth, honestly.
She was super old. I think she was probably like in the 75 to 80 region.
Mm.
And I kind of feel like she wasn't all there. But like, this isn't a commune. I don't need your opinion on my life.
What if she was a bit senile and maybe she thought you were her granddaughter or something?
She definitely did it. She had no problem after that saying "fuck you, bitch" to me. So,
well, maybe she doesn't like her granddaughter.
Maybe not, but I don't like her. So,
what's the most common catcall? Like,
oh my, it varies.
I'm not into it, but I mean,
there's a reason you're not into it. It's not all men.
Oh.
Yeah, very important to say that.
Only the good ones.
Yeah.
God, you guys, really?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
No. I mean,
I know you're not.
It's very, I mean, there's still guys in comas, so not all men is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it is.
They can't catcall anybody.
It isn't something that all men do. It is something that almost all women have to deal with. I can't give you a most common one because it really varies across the board. And sometimes it's not even verbal. It's just like how the head turns and follows you as you walk by, or like a leer, or sucking their teeth, or like licking their lips.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, guys, wow. It's
sucking
disgusting.
Their teeth?
Yeah.
How do you do that? How does one suck on one's tooth?
Like that.
Oh, that's really? That's disgusting
yeah,
sounding.
You're telling
Jesus,
me.
At least be creative.
Yeah.
There is no creativity in street harassment. There is none.
I can't believe that. I will say, you know, the head turning part of it,
I'm guilty.
Yeah, I'm guilty too. That's a tough one. But I do think there's also, you know, you can do it with.
Without being a creep.
You can
like
do
a
it
half
subtly.
An ounce right of
these,
subtlety.
These dudes do it to be noticed. They're not trying to be subtle at all. Like they're the goal is to make you feel uncomfortable.
I don't that's really a thing, huh?
It's really a thing, yeah.
Must be a Brooklyn thing.
No, it's all over the place.
I mean, it's more common in urban environments just because there's so many more people. But it's yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I kind of want to get catcalled.
You definitely don't.
Yeah.
You definitely
want to see some girl.
You definitely won't either, Dave.
I know.
I get catcalled by food trucks and
should
shit.
Should I talk about
the ice cream man
once
did it for me?
Yeah. Mr. Softy catcalls the shit out of me.
Oh. All right. First of all, I was just definitely talking over Jeff, and I apologize for that. Yeah, you can talk about that. Go ahead.
Okay, so this can be an audience poll. We could make up a hashtag, and everyone could get back to you on Twitter
Wait. We got to explain to Jeff what a hashtag is. Yeah.
I got that shit. It's the pound symbol, son. I don't know what the fuck a hashtag is.
He even knows not to use a space in there. He's got this shit on
and no
lock.
Punctuation. Punctuation will break your hashtag.
That's right.
And make me very annoyed.
I can hashtag the fuck out of some stuff on Twitter.
All right. So over the summer, I had this situation. Like I said, I go to this coffee shop at the end of my block. And it's literally half a block away. And four times when I was walking by, there was a guy standing just at the end of my block. And he harassed me four separate times. And every time I was shouting back and I was saying what you're doing is disrespectful, please stop, and he just didn't care. So I got really pissed about it one day on my way home, and I had this whole big Facebook post that said that I was going to, I mean, now that I say it in calmness it does sound a little ridiculous, but I was going to take his picture and make posters at Vistaprint and hang them all over the neighborhood. And so I make this whole post on Facebook and everyone goes crazy over it and thinks it's a great idea. And then my boyfriend walks in the door and he's like, you are not doing that. And we had a legitimate fight about it. He thought that it was just putting myself in more danger and in harm's way and public humiliation. And this guy's going to be all the more willing to react. He wanted to go talk to the guy, which I was totally against. And because that's not the point. It's not even that. It's the fact that he'll talk to another man seriously about it, but like while he degrades a woman every day, what are you going to be taken seriously because you have a penis and you own me? No, we're not doing that. And I was really fighting for it. I really wanted to make these posters. I didn't at the end of the day because some other stuff came up, but I did take his picture and I figured out where he worked because he was taking his work breaks when he was harassing me. And I went into his job and asked if he worked there, and I haven't seen him since, so I'm presuming I got him fired, which I'm really happy about. But the public opinion poll is, how do you feel? And I found that most men, and especially ones that had partners, were very against the idea of doing this because they thought it was really unsafe, and they worried for their partner's safety. How does the room feel?
Jeff?
Yeah, I definitely would be against that.
Yeah.
I would absolutely be against
that. I think you also talked to me privately that you thought it was
a
bad plan.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure like 30 seconds after you put up that post, I was just, what the shit are you thinking? Yeah. You're going to end up dead. You're not going to have enough money to leave me anything great.
Yeah, that's
what I feel point? Like I turned the Nearly Coherent podcast really serious.
Oh, yeah, you definitely did.
Sorry.
This is the lightest hearted conversation on harassment and shitty things people do.
I also think you're the only woman that listens to this, so
not true.
I don't think that's true.
Not true. First of all, you have your mom.
Yeah,
that's she is our number one
Does
fan.
Does your wife listen?
No, good God, no.
Why not?
She hates me. Yeah, she yeah, is.
But she likes me. Ish.
Yeah, but not enough.
You should have her listen to this episode. Maybe I can be friends with her.
Nah, she definitely. She would actually be. She'd be on my side, I think.
Oh, I mean, that's fine.
I think she.
But
would,
maybe she would like me as a human. Maybe.
That's possible.
Okay.
Anything's possible. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, she. No, she usually falls asleep like midway through. It's not a good sign that she's a fan of this fucking show. She falls asleep while I'm listening.
Ed, does your mom listen?
She does, but we have a very strict no discussion policy.
Okay, got
it. 100%.
Got it.
And Dave's lady listens to it specifically for us to make fun of Dave.
Is it Dave's lady friend? Is it Dave's girlfriend?
Oh my god, you guys are really having this conversation publicly?
Yeah. Let's find out. Here's the question, and Dave's not going to be allowed to talk about it. We're just going to question it ourselves.
I'm not interested in Dave's thoughts on
no, me neither
whatsoever.
No, not even remotely. What do you think?
I met Dave an hour ago.
Right, I know. That doesn't mean you're not qualified to discuss this.
I mean,
let's be fair. You have none of the facts of the case.
Zero.
You just met Dave.
I did.
And I am asking you for your judgment right now with both of those things being true.
I mean, I'm super judgmental, so I feel like I'm qualified.
I know.
That's perfect.
So I do know that Dave and this woman have been on dates numbering in the teens. Which to me feels like it's time to be called girlfriend.
Let's also clarify that when you say it's the number of dates that are in the teens, he's not dating a teen.
Right, yes. Right.
This
right,
is
right.
Not some yeah. Creepy thing.
Yeah, at least according to her ID that I checked.
Right, yeah.
We don't want to get Dave in that but kind it was of trouble.
It's an out-of-state ID, so I
that's true.
You know, she could have faked it. I don't
if
know.
If you've been on 13 to 19 dates, I mean.
I said double digits. I did not say teens.
Okay.
11?
Ooh.
So what is the number?
I don't know. I lost count.
She's going to love this.
If you've lost count.
She lost count also.
Dave's going to edit this out anyway.
That's
so,
true.
Wait. We're going
55 minutes here.
I have a question.
I'm not answering any questions.
What has your longest date been? How many hours?
11.
God, that's a long date.
That is.
You're in a relationship.
I barely want to hang out with anybody that long. There's not a dog.
Okay, but here's what I don't understand, because I was going to ask you about this in the car, but how do people determine these days when they're in a relationship?
Yeah, that's a good
question.
I don't
even know how that works.
I've literally not asked anybody out since I was fucking 17 years old, so I don't know how it works.
I don't either. I don't know that she does either.
But you know what, though? Based on her description, you know, on everything that I've heard about her, and now that you've seen,
yeah,
I'm assuming that it's not that kind of
based on Saturday
formality.
At Dave's birthday. I got to be honest with you; it felt more titled than untitled, which is my way of saying
she's your girlfriend. Oh shit.
I feel like she's really going to love this.
I honestly.
Again, Dave's going to edit all of this out.
Yeah, this is not.
This episode is going to be like 14 minutes long at the end of the day.
I will not edit any of this out. No, I just won't let her listen. I'm going to see.
Oh, wait. So you can control what she listens to now? You're definitely in a relationship if you
that
think that's
out.
How that's going to work.
Yeah, that's
yes,
true.
Yes, Dave, she spends time away from you and she has the internet, so I'm not sure you're in charge of that.
Dave, let me ask you this. If she was catcalled and wanted to go post posters up.
No.
You're against it,
yeah,
right?
No, that's not happening.
Because you worry for her safety.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
No, I understand, and I respected that, but I just really felt like I needed to do something.
Yeah, but I think the way that you did it and got the dude presumably fired is way funnier.
No, I felt really good about that, too.
Yeah.
And what I actually, what I switched my plan to, I didn't get a chance to do it because I broke my wrist and a bunch of stuff happened. But we can talk about that. We could talk about my 30th birthday party.
Yeah, it was a good one.
But I wanted to get posters that a woman in Crown Heights made a couple of years back that one of them says, "Stop telling women to smile." And they all have different catchphrases on them that are anti-street harassment. And I thought those would be more educational for the community. I wanted to order those and hang them around my neighborhood. And perhaps this summer I will pick this project back up.
Okay. Just don't, like, you know, list your home address on them or anything, would you please?
I won't do that.
Also, don't send any directly to Dave. Just kidding. Send them all to Dave.
Dave loves street harassment, yeah. By the way.
Yeah. All he does all day is tell people to smile. The problem is he does it exclusively to dudes.
Good.
So it's fine.
It's about time someone told men to smile.
I wish people would tell me to smile more.
Smile, Ed.
I'm saying,
smile
if I was
pretty.
Use now, that pretty mouth of yours.
Now, I can say this because I guess it doesn't, you know, it's not a problem for men, but I think it shows how much different we are. Like, if I was walking down the street and some, you know, some woman on the side was like, oh, nice dick, I'd be like, hey, thanks. You know? I'd be like, thanks a lot.
But, I thought I was on a bad dick day.
There's a difference.
Jeff.
You are...
you're going down a terrible hole right now.
I'm just saying. There's such a difference between men and women.
I don't think it would bother me if it happened to me.
You're right, it is. Because in society, you exist in a position of power. And women don't as a general rule.
Okay, that's fair.
Women, it's so funny. I was talking to a big group of people the other day. And the girls were talking about being catcalled and whatever. And the guys in the group... We were talking about how aware we are of our surroundings when we're walking down the street. And the guys in the group just didn't get it at all. Like, because women have to be aware of what's going on around them.
Yeah, that's true. I'm definitely not aware of my surroundings at all.
No. That Netflix original show, what was it?
Master of None.
They do a whole like kind of episode on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aziz Ansari is amazing.
I wish somebody called me amazing.
You're amazing, Ed.
Thank you for
lying
to me.
With your pretty mouth.
I wish you
smile
were amazing.
With your pretty amazing mouth.
Wow.
Wow, damn. Cold-blooded.
That's what you get. This is going to be my last show. I'm going out with a bang, motherfuckers.
I mean, I'm having a really good time, so maybe that's true.
Gonna rock that that Myst podcast going on in the next room.
Wait, are we really talking about Myst, like the computer game?
I don't know. I only know two computer games, and I already referenced World of Warcraft before the show started. No, not at all.
Oh, I play.
I don't. Oh. Not at all.
That is not a conversation starter for Jeff.
Don't look at me for backup. You know I do not play either of those things. No.
I've never been able to suck you into that particular digital crack.
Yeah, because that's what somebody with my personality persuasion needs.
You would be the South Park episode about World of Warcraft.
I would be.
That is what I'm referring to next door. That's what's next door.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
But do you know what they're podcasting about?
Not at all. I don't.
You should knock on the door and ask to be a guest.
Nope. No, thank you.
Oh my God, maybe I will.
Please don't.
Why?
Don't encourage them. Tried to take our room.
Damn.
You think the catcalling is bad? Imagine what they'd be thinking with a girl walking into the room.
It's true. It is hard. It's hard to play games when you're a girl and actually talk to people over the microphone. It's really annoying.
Oh yeah, no, that is absolutely.
Yeah.
That's absolutely factual.
Do you play any games?
I used to play, you know, the different on the console games, the different like first person shooters and stuff. But I know, you hear what's said, or you know, whenever a woman comes into one of the chat rooms, it's absolutely brutal.
Yeah.
These 13-year-old boys certainly have a way with words.
Yeah. Creepy, creepy words.
I feel like none of them are going to be very successful with ladies for a very long time.
Yeah, that's
what they deserve, though.
It is.
Yeah.
I agree.
We're not gonna,
what are you playing these days?
Just how many tears can I catch in my hands? How quickly can Jeff start telling me I'm not amazing? That's a good game I play.
It took a long time. I mean, we've been friends a long time.
Yeah.
This
yeah,
is
nah.
the first time nah. I said it.
We were friends for a long time, weren't we?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sad how things go.
I have been friends with Ed of the people in the room. Ed, do you have friends that you've had longer than me?
Kraft.
Okay, how old were you?
Crap. Every time you say that kid's name, I laugh.
Oh my
and
God.
Everyone that was listening thinks you're talking about macaroni and cheese.
That's true.
I might be. All right. You don't know. He hasn't been on here.
So, Dominique, how long have you known Ed?
I have known Ed for 15 years. Half my life. Almost half of Ed's life.
Yeah. Thanks for the reminder of how old and close to the grave
mortality.
I am.
Mortality.
How old? I'm sorry. We were talking about the other day. How long has it been? When did you start working at Best Buy?
2004.
So it's been 12 years.
Yeah. Wow.
So I'm just slightly being edged out here.
Yeah.
What about you, Dave? When did you start at Best Buy?
2005.
All right. So, wow, that's a long time. That's 11 years, almost 11 years, depending on when in 2005 you started.
June.
Ah, so it's coming up.
Yeah.
So we've known, I've known Dave for almost 11 years. I've known you for 12. I've known you for about
2 hours.
Let me see, what is this? It's 8:53. So I've known you for just about 2 hours now.
We're really building a bond here.
It is. It's coming together.
Yeah, I don't like how he turned against me the minute you showed up, so it's a little...
You kicked me off the fucking show! You kicked me off the fucking show!
But we talked about it. That's what happens. When you bring people together who don't know each other and their common connection is you, they will turn against you and just rag on you the whole time.
Wait, is this what it feels like when your boyfriend and I do?
Yes.
I can't wait to bring him on the podcast then.
Oh, that's going to be amazing. I'm staying home. I'm staying home.
No, you're not.
No, I definitely
He's 6'4". He'll just carry you out.
Ed, you realize that if she stays home, then just me and her boyfriend are going to rag on you, right? You're the common...
Ed, do you feel like Chris can make me do anything?
Oh, God, no. That's why I made the joke.
Okay.
No. No, having somebody try to make you do something is just fraught with disaster.
Yeah.
It's a bad
idea.
It's
an exercise in futility.
Yeah.
How'd you get her on this podcast, then?
She was all like, oh, you should definitely have me on. And then when I was like, you want to come on? She was like, I'm so nervous.
I am really nervous.
Are you still nervous?
No.
All right, good.
Now, because it doesn't really...
Because if you were, I'd be like, well, what's wrong with you?
No, I mean, now it just feels like I'm talking to people, but like just the people in the room. I'm basically forgetting there's an audience.
There's not much of one, so it's okay.
I feel like they are too.
So not only does Dave not have a cough button, I'm pretty sure his cough was just picked up by every one of our mics, too.
To be fair, when you hit the cough button before, it was picked up by my mic, so it didn't matter.
I hit the cough button. I was so proud of myself. I felt really professional in that moment.
You're just like, professional broadcasting.
I've actually just been sporadically hitting the cough button when I'm not even using the mic, just sitting here and muting it for no reason, just because I can.
That feels productive.
It is. Makes me feel special.
Bye. Jeff, I mute your mic and just randomly also whenever I want.
That's good. I sound like a remix.
You sound like a really awful Avicii song.
I sound like satellite radio when you're going under underpasses and it keeps cutting out.
I just muted everyone's mics, guys. Don't worry about it.
It's not dead air. Dave's playing tricks.
Yeah. Yep.
I learned about dead air from Ed's college radio show.
I'm legally not allowed to discuss that.
Oh, okay.
No, that's a joke.
That was in the contract that you signed before you came on.
Yeah, contract, guys.
Dr. X.
Super professional.
Dr. X with another broadcast for the four people who listen. Actually, this is very similar to that where there's like four people that listen. That's good.
What are we up to? I haven't asked 51. About stats.
There's nothing better than a podcast that regularly talks about how many subscribers they have. I love it. It makes the listening very few that we have feel really important.
Well, that's the thing. This is us. We're thanking you.
You guys should send in your names podcast. And we'll read them on the air as early supporters.
All right, you're a guest here. Don't be making promises that you can't back
up. It's a social media idea. I thought maybe you would want to bring me on to, you know, help you strategize.
All right, fine. Bring up good points. See if I care, asshole.
Don't bring up work, though. Like, this sounds like having to do shit. I mean, if you want to do shit, that's fine, but... Like, don't come up with ideas that I have to, like, do stuff for.
And if you're going to do it, then they're not going to pay you. Trust me. Yeah.
We'll pay you exactly what we pay Dave.
Actually, let's pay her twice what we pay Dave.
How about this?
Zero times zero times two is zero.
Yeah. That was the joke.
You know what makes a joke real good? When you explain it.
And then fuck it up when you do explain it.
Yeah, when you don't even get to the crux of the math of it. Zero times zero is
shit.
Error.
What if we pay her what we pay Dave, but don't tell her that she's a sack of shit on a regular basis?
Please don't do that, because I won't help you.
That's true. Dave will still help us if we call him a sack of shit.
Dave is a special sort of masochist that he'll listen to this and still help you, and I am not that person.
Not only do I listen to it multiple times,
because
I got to edit this shit.
Yeah. Hey, and this episode, we're certainly giving you a lot to work with, let me tell you.
Dave, do me a favor. Please leave in that time I called you a sack of shit on the podcast. Please don't edit that out.
So, Jeff and Dave, were you guys also friends at Best Buy, like, independent of Ed?
I don't know if...
I was really quiet, like I am still.
Okay.
And I don't know if anybody was like friends independent of anybody at that time, really.
Right. No.
It was like a big, it was kind of like a it big
was,
group.
It was also really incestuous. I knew about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
I made out with Jeff about 4 or 5 times. Yeah. Other than
a night.
Yeah, but that's honestly, though, that's just good sense. that's just good judgment on your part. So, but yeah, no, that was, it was like a, it was weird. It was a big group. I don't think I really hung out with anybody like individually.
No.
I would say one of the guys and I were in a band together. But even that, we did our rehearsals and our shows and that was it. Like I didn't hang out with him aside from that. And I mean, the rest of the group, I think me and you were pretty much, yeah. I think you were really the only person. Oh, and Rich. I hung out with Rich.
That's true.
But that was really it.
Yeah.
I think for everybody else, it was kind of like we were always together in a group.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
That was.
That was working there at that time was pretty good.
Yeah, everyone after that sucked.
Yeah, well. So, I have a group of friends that I've been friends with for a very, very long time. So, as with usual groups of friends, they treat me worse than fucking anybody on the planet, and I do the exact same to them. So I was really hesitant at first about getting them to listen to the podcast because I knew no matter what they thought of it, it was going to get blasted. So they ended up listening to it, and for the most part, they've enjoyed it quite a bit, and they've been like real, you know, supportive about it, real positive about it. And while it's awesome to hear, because you know, again, they're people that I value their sense of, you know, their sense of humor and stuff. I also feel like they're setting me up for like the worst joke ever, that they're going to like build my confidence and then proceed to rip me for like the next 5 years on how shitty the podcast is. So it's a little bit of hesitation there, but they've given some real positive feedback on this.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Are most of the people in this group men?
In this group, yes, every one of them are men.
Okay. Male friendships are so different than female friendships. I used to hang out...
This is turning into a real weird hacky bit. Like, guys, men are from Mars. Women are from Venus.
No, that's
grape
not...
nuts. What's up with that?
I don't believe any of that. When my boyfriend and I first got together, he basically had this like frat house of an apartment, and his dudes were there all the time. And I noticed that their entire friendship consisted of abusing each other. And this is apparently how men bond.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you this.
That
men,
sports, that's it.
Men think that men are much better at being friends than women.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know they do. I've heard that all over the place.
Yeah.
And yet you guys are mean to each other all the time.
That's why we're better friends.
But we're mean to each other.
God forbid we be supportive and loving and validating.
Yeah, but we're mean to each other to our face.
Yeah, to each other's
okay,
faces.
Okay, no.
Again, we're really walking into just who's going to start making mother-in-law jokes next? I mean, really?
Oh, I'm not setting any joke up. I'm just saying, you know,
I'm with Jeff.
I have been friends with a group of guys, including, you know, one guy I've been friends with since I'm like 4 or 5 years old.
3 weeks, got it.
You know, it's been a while. Not how old I act.
Oh, okay.
I am.
My bad.
But yeah, and it's never been like it's never been weird who doesn't like who and in and out kind of stuff like that.
But I've also noticed that when men have legitimate issues with each other, they don't address them.
That's true.
I don't know. I address most of my issues.
Do you, with your male friends?
Absolutely.
You'll like sit down and have a serious talk and say like, dude, we need to
talk. No, I'll just tell them to go fuck off and they'll tell me to go fuck off and then we're best of friends next.
That's super productive. You really work through a lot of stuff there.
But I feel like
That right there, that line was why Ed invited me on the podcast.
Just that one.
Yeah.
We can edit out everything else, just her saying that and we got a stew going.
Hold on 1 second though. I feel like if these folks are your friends, why do you have issues and stuff
because
that need to be worked out?
Okay, you love your wife with all your heart, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you guys fight?
That's very different. The way our lives are interdependent on each other compared to the way, you know, Ed and mine or any of my friends are, interdependent on each other is very different.
Sure, I absolutely understand. I get that. I've been in my own 7-year relationship, and obviously it's way different than any of my friendships. But issues can arise in friendships that need to be addressed.
Oh, shit, I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't really had that, like, crazy
issue. Serious issues.
Yeah, I've never had that.
Yeah, I
haven't had a lot of them with girlfriends since I had, like, a super crazy friend. But
that's true. But see, a super crazy friend is very different. That's a wild card.
Yeah,
they're,
definitely.
You know, those people, man, woman, doesn't matter. They're going to create issues just to have issues.
Right.
And I'm talking about with normal. Are you still friends with her?
No.
Right. That's not a you're not usually friends with lifelong friends with a crazy person like that, you know? But your typical. Different type of crazy.
All right, I'm sitting right here, Jeff.
Good kind of crazy. So
I agree.
Yeah, but yeah, I just don't. I mean, I don't see it. I mean, people have disagreements and stuff like that, but I don't think I've had issues that, you know, with friends that like really needed to work through.
Okay, I'm happy for you that your relationships have been such a wonderful place.
Not in my adult life,
say. Right.
You know, let's put aside all the teenage angst and all that kind of bullshit that everybody fabricates.
Definitely. All right. Well, I derailed you. What has been some of your friends' feedback on the podcast?
They like the quality of it. They say that
that is usually the number one thing I hear is like, hey, you guys sound like you're in an actual studio with professional people working on it.
Yeah, yeah. Which honestly, when you listen to some of the other podcasts, you can tell how many people sound like they're, you know, recording it through a fucking walkie-talkie or whatever it is. But no, they've liked the content. They've liked what we've been talking about. It's been funny. So I enjoy it. I also think that it's kind of up most of their alleys, considering that I feel like they have a similar sense of humor to us. My one friend loves the sound of Ed's voice. Loves the sound of it.
Which friend is this?
It's my buddy Wilson.
Hey, Wilson.
He's a volleyball.
I believe he's the one that said it sounds like Artie Lang and Chris Hardwick doing a podcast.
I like to think it's more like a third-rate Artie Lang and Chris Hardwick doing a podcast.
Is there a third-rate Artie Lang, honestly? Like,
no.
Right. There you go. Maybe it's a first-rate Artie Lang and a third. But either way. That was the compliment that I shared with you because I thought you would.
You know, it's odd.
Be euphoric over that.
My lady friend listened, and obviously she never met either of you at this point. And when she saw pictures, she connected Jeff's voice with Ed's face.
Really?
Yeah. She did not think.
That's very shocking to me because Jeff's
she had
voice
never seen,
matches Jeff.
But she's never seen a picture of Jeff.
She had seen
so she had a picture of him and not Jeff, but heard both voices and just associated Jeff's voice with Ed.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd have to see that picture of Ed.
You're looking at him.
Yeah. Hi. I know this is a auditory medium that we're working in, but when we're recording it, we can see each other. I don't know if you knew that.
But understand what I'm saying. If this picture you, like, listen to me. I sound like a guy that'd be wearing sweatpants right now. Right? No, I am. but I also sound like it is what I'm saying, you know?
Actually, I had not thought that of you.
Wow. Impressive.
Yeah.
We've built a good house of lies over here.
Yeah, exactly. The power of radio.
But I mean, you're being so honest right now that the house of card lies is just falling right down.
That's
house,
all right.
House of card lies?
Yeah.
Mm. Well,
all right.
It works.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a good title.
Yeah. Lion Cards.
Yeah. House of Lion Cards. House
I think it would just card. Be the House of Cards.
That's a show.
So is House of Lies.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, who knew?
Just came back on Showtime. Don Cheadle. It's my guy.
Are they a new sponsor?
Sure, why not? This episode of the Nearly Coherent Podcast brought to you by Don Cheadle.
Actually, this episode of the Nearly Coherent Podcast brought to you by Starglass Media.
That's true. Blame Starglass Media for all the parts you didn't laugh
Blame
at.
Blame my company.
Tell us a little bit about your company.
I do social media, like I said before. I do website builds in WordPress that Ed works with me on sometimes. It's one of the many ways that our friendship has grown over the years. And it's just me.
Really?
Yeah.
Except for when I'm helping.
Except for when Ed's helping, yes.
Okay.
Then so, that is not just her.
How long have you been doing it for?
Almost 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
So what were you doing before this that kind of...
I worked at nonprofits for about 8 years. And the second nonprofit that I worked at, which is a great organization called Action Against Hunger, I worked in online advertising and online marketing for them. And that was the work I really loved. And I wanted to work on a lot of different projects with different people and just be on my own and have more freedom.
Pretty brave move to go out and do something like that.
People say that. It doesn't feel brave. It feels terrifying.
Yeah, but I kind of think that those go hand in hand.
Sure. Yeah. I can buy that.
Terrifying, brave.
It's nice that everyone else thinks it's brave. That makes me feel good when I'm like in my like scared bubble.
As long as you don't pee your pants, you're doing
I'll
it
try.
Right.
I'll try. I really don't want you to put me on the roof rack, so.
Yeah, that's true. Well, speaking of getting on the roof rack, we're kind of done for this episode.
Okay.
We've hit our time. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you don't get too many angry tweets about your, you know, topics, maybe we'll have you back.
Okay, maybe.
What neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Prospect Lefferts Gardens.
Okay. That's a big one. I was going to call you like the daredevil of your neighborhood as you start out on your web design / vigilante career, but that's way too long. We'll just call you the daredevil of Brooklyn.
Yeah,
right?
That's fine.
We're going to think bigger than just your neighborhood.
The daredevil-less? That doesn't really work. No, daredevil.
Please don't do that.
I think that devil works either way, okay. Man or woman.
All right. Yeah. Thank you guys so much. This was really fun.
No problem. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. You're the best.
You did good work today, especially after you edit this. Bye, everybody.
Have a good one.
Bye.